Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
It's time once again for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, today we're talking about hiring by small businesses and what that climate looks like.
Sure, Beth. And actually, it reflects some of the numbers you just heard during NPR. You know, we talked about a pretty robust nationwide jobless number or unemployment report last week with a low unemployment rate, 3.8%, more jobs created than expected. You're pretty much seeing that reflected on the smaller scale as well. Paychex, of course, catering mainly to small and medium-sized businesses. They came out with one of their regular looks recently at that market. They track this data. Paychex Vice President Frank Fiorelli said it showed a small increase in the rate of hiring, a slight decrease in the pace of wage growth. He says, in general, small business owners seem pretty confident right now about their situation in light of where the economy stands.
All very strong, close to record highs. That's the key, right? It's that confidence that people will go out and buy, and businesses will hire that additional employer or start up another store or whatever. I think it's the confidence that's real key.
And Fiorelli and the other folks at Paychex saying this is really a continuation of the trend they've seen nationwide over the last really year or so. A moderate job growth, again, not really fluctuating too much each month, but it seems employers are doing some hiring. The RTS transit system upgrading technology on their buses with the help of Conduit Corporation. Conduit, of course, the Xerox spinoff, which still has some local operations. RTS and Conduit working together since 2001 with a computer-aided system which helped with vehicle dispatch. Now Conduit will upgrade more than 200 buses with the newer technology. In fact, officials say the latest upgrade will give the RTS supervisors immediate access to data for buses on the road to help provide information for situations like accidents or mechanical breakdowns. The U.S. Air Force awarding Harris Corporation, which has some local operations, a five-year contract that could be worth as much as $130 million. It will help deliver handheld radios to the military that they say will significantly increase situational awareness. It does things like enabling surveillance and reconnaissance information, things like full-motion video, to be distributed from the air to soldiers on the ground. Later this week, the RIT Saunders College of Business honors Dutch Summers with the Herbert Vandenbroel Entrepreneurial Award. He is a CEO of Greywood Companies. That's a local real estate company, but of course, for years, he was CEO of Jasco Tools and a former RIT trustee. The Vandenbroel Award goes to someone who has developed a business which has improved the upstate economy or helped change the course of an existing business. They'll give him that award at Oak Hill on Wednesday. Five Star Bank, which is based in Warsaw in Wyoming County, recently opening up a new call center, which has been relocated to a larger location in that village. Five Star says they've nearly doubled the number of employees in the combined call center and retail bank operations group and plan to add some staff, so they expect to be at about 40 employees eventually for that operation. And Wegmans opening another store in Virginia, this one in Chantilly, Virginia. That's the northern part of the state, not too far from the Washington, D.C. area. It is Wegmans' 97th store, the 11th location in Virginia. They say it's the second of three new Wegmans to open this year. It is the first Wegmans in Virginia to have a burger bar. Of course, you may be familiar with that if you visited the Pittsford store. In fact, the Wegmans executive chef in Chantilly trained here in Rochester in preparation for the burger bar down there. And now, by the way, in Virginia, Wegmans employs more than 5,000 people.
All right. Randy Gorman, WXXI's news director with the WXXI Business Report. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Can hear this report every Monday at 8:45, and you can also access it online later in the day, WXXINews.org.